I tremble standing here because this is my testimony. I guess I wasn't planning to be emotional, but please forgive me. Yeah, this is my testimony, what Sally just shared. And if we can grab a hold of that, and if we can believe what was taught here, it can do wonders in your life. Because I sat right here and heard these messages over and over. I sat here and listened, and I knew. I heard these very same things. That's why I tremble. Because we can sit here and we can listen. And we can hear the same things over and over. If we don't walk out these doors and take it to heart, if we don't seek the face of the Lord, it's nothing. You're going to go down the same road. And I tremble because when rebellion set in my younger life, this was a part of it. What was shared here. And I was a promoter of it. And I was for it. It wasn't always that way. But my heart, my desire is just to share my testimony, what God did in my heart in this area. And I like to do that with the Lord's help. I don't want to take a lot of time from Steve. But just with the thoughts that Sally shared, this can be a reality in your life. This subject was a big deal to me. Now, I know that if you have a rebellious heart, this is maybe an outworking of it. I don't want to pinpoint everything hinged on this subject. I do believe it's somewhat an outworking. However, like he shared, like Sally shared, it brings a blindness. And it'll take you way further than you ever want to go. And I'm standing here sharing that because I know it has hindered me in ways I can't describe to you. And I praise God that I can stand here today completely delivered and free and have a stronger conviction than I've ever had. And I had people talk to me. My dad pled with me. It wasn't lack of people. It was my own heart. Like I said, it's not. Rebellion can be somewhat. This bad music can be an outworking of rebellion. But I think it goes hand in hand. I think it goes hand in hand. Those who are rebellious are probably going to listen to bad music. And those who are listening to bad music are probably rebellious. As I was talking to brothers last night, I was concerned that I don't hinge it all on bad music because my heart was wrong. However, that did follow, and however that did hold me there, I can remember when it first started in my life. Rebellion slowly crept in. We didn't see it, we didn't recognize it, but we started doing things behind our parents' backs, which is the first sign that's not right. But there's some thrills there, there's some excitement there, and you start listening to music that's probably somewhat okay, but you're doing it in rebellion. And you start doing a little more, and then it slowly works its course. And you'll find that about anywhere you go, you never go from the hymns to rock and roll just like that. It never happens. It don't happen that way. Therefore, it's always a slow progression. You'll find yourself. And so if you find yourself in that, take heed that maybe you're headed that way. Take heed that it could be you. And so it slowly started with listening to bluegrass. We're hiding it. There's some instruments. It starts with that. Like Sally shared, I'm not here to just draw strong lines. I know what God has for me and my family and my desire. If you want to know more about that, you can talk to me afterward. I'll be glad to share what the Lord has done in that way. But it slowly started with that. And then I remember it wasn't long after that, TCM came up. And I remember some of my friends were talking about a song that I didn't know anything about. And that bothered me. So I started realizing they were listening to some of this. And so I started, because I didn't want to be left out. Now, it's a poor excuse. I'm not justifying it. That's just where it was. That's where it was at. So I started listening to it. And I remember almost exactly where I was at. I was driving. I started listening to this. I can't remember if it was the first time or second time that I started after our family got converted and came out. And I can't remember if it was the first or second time. But I can't remember if I thought this or I actually said it out loud. And this is not right. But because of rebellion, I didn't care. Because of a rebellious heart, I kept going forward. And it wasn't long that I was defending it. It wasn't long that it gripped me and it held me there. And the problem is it didn't stay there. It kept going. And I defended it. I thought it was okay. After a few months, I'm not sure exactly how long, I defended it. People talked to me and I was just, they're wrong. This can't be wrong. You know, I would stand my position, and it just fed that. It fed the rebellious heart, and it feeds your flesh. It feeds that side of you that wants what he wants. And shortly after that came country music. Right after that, right next in line was country music. I just could, inside I knew this, it's wrong. I knew these things, but there was no power there. And you just go, by that point, there's no power there. You can't discern. And I got heavily wrapped up in that. And that was probably the biggest, getting wrapped up in country music was the biggest bondage that I think I had at that time of life, I could truly say. I mean, like I said, it's an outworking. But it brings a blindness. It brings a blindness to your eyes, and it deceives you. It deceives you. And it makes you want to do things that you cannot lawfully do. And from that point, we would go back. You know, it slowly went into hip-hop. Those things were real. And so there I was, involved in this. I couldn't stop. And I was very heavily involved. It gripped my life. It was a thing in my heart that I wouldn't let go. And I told some brothers last night that staying here, I feel ashamed. Feel ashamed because of this. Because I have brothers like Saul I shared this morning, time and time again. And yet, I didn't heed. And then it finally, kind of, not sure how to word all this, but it finally came to a point where no one told me this. No one necessarily told me this, but I knew that if I were to change and to get out of the mess that I was in, music had to go. And I think it was just from a continual teaching. And I know I was talking to Sally last night. I thought about texting him this morning that I think it's this teaching that was in me. I think it was just this type of teaching that we heard over and over again that just in my rebellious state, I knew that this is one thing that's got to go. If I'm able to get out of this hole, this mess that I've created, this has got to go. And I can remember clearly when I decided to do that. Now, it's not an easy task. It's a great one. It's a big one. If you're involved and steeped in it as big and as much as I was and how much I depended on it, I mean, I depended on it for energy. I depended on it for work. You know, I depended on this thing. Every chance I got, I was right there. Couldn't do without it. Those are strongholds. And I realized that, you know, if I'm going to give this thing up, it's going to be a big deal. You know, what am I going to fill with my life, you know? And I realized, you know, I started appreciating good music. And I started listening to good music. But over that time, I was very in a low point in my life. And I remember crying out to God. And the Lord started working in my heart. Started changing my life. And I started throwing out bad music. And that was a big pipe. It really opened my eyes. After I'd made that choice, it really helped me. It really helped me to see where I was at and that I had no right to do the things I was doing. But this stuff was driving me. The country music was driving it. The country music was driving it and helped me along in the journey I was going. It didn't bring holiness. It didn't bring righteousness. It didn't bring purity. In fact, it brought the exact opposite. And that's exactly where I was at. And so as I cried out to the Lord, I started repenting. This music started, I stopped listening to it. It was just a major change in my life. I shared with brothers here before, you know, it's like the lenses came off. And I contribute that to music. It's like the lenses came off where I could see clearly. However, I don't think I was where I should, you know, I had areas where I had to grow, but I feel like that was a starting point. You stop and you start appreciating good music. It'll help clear up the fog. It'll help clear up your lack of desire. It'll help clear up your lack of wanting the word, your lack of appreciation for the truth. It'll clear up that fog. And so that's my testimony. I know I don't want to take a lot of time up. However, even after that, I faced many battles. I know the initial onset, I was free. And I stayed free, and the devil would want to bring it back. It's okay, one song. It's okay to go back to it. It's okay to just dabble a little. You can't let music affect you. You can't let music control your life, because that's what it did to me. And some people can say that. They say, well, music doesn't bother me. I think it's a lie. Because music affects us. Music is a major deal in our lives. If we could stand there and say it doesn't affect us, I think we're lying. And I faced a lot of that, even after I was married, just facing those temptations and those things that, you know, the devil wants to bring it in a little. One song here, maybe it's okay if it's for my wife and I. But I think the standard is much greater than that. And that's where I'm at today. With listening to some messages by Harold Dean and another person we listened to, I got it from a brother here, has strengthened my conviction stronger than ever. And where I stand today is over here. for the church and the hymns. And I just told my wife last night, we're not going back. I have children. I have lives at stake. I'm not going back. And that has been our desire. Because I know that you can't be at both places at one time. You can't be there and there. And so that's my testimony. And if any would like to talk to me or whatever, I'm open. Just encourage young people here. That's possible. The Lord can deliver it, and the Lord can bring a glad hymn of praise that we sang this morning. It's so exciting. As Sally shared, exciting. And we can glorify God. Thank you for listening, and I just ask you all to keep praying for us and as we endeavor to keep going forward. And so I have to share. God bless you.